Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
Gorgeous girls gorging themselves on big, hot cocks.
You get to be fucked by the floor.
I can't think of very many things that would make me lose my boner faster.
Yeah, that feels good.
Fried big pussy.
Freaks, it's Tuesday, August 26, 2008. Coming up on the program today, it's a tit motorcade. Plus, cleaning out evil spirits with the scent of your shit and one-legged hookers. All of this plus Sextastic Tuesday, it's all coming up right here, right now on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. I don't know why I'm screaming. Yes, thank you so much for checking out the Tuesday podcast. Got a great show for you today. Got a classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday. Now, there are some stories that we have replayed multiple times, like the maggots in the pussy story. And then there are others, like today's story that we've only played once when it originally aired. This one aired January 31st, 2006. So it's an old one. You know, when I originally read the story, I didn't quite understand what I was reading. I thought it was a story written by a furry about their fursonas. And I was only partly correct. It's actually Sonic the Hedgehog porn. I think the problem was I wasn't familiar with all of the characters in the Sonic universe. But now it's a great Sextastic Tuesday because it works on two levels, the furry level and the fan fiction level. So here we go. Let's replay Sonic the Hedgehog porn on this classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic Tuesday on Distorted View.
All right. The story has to do with animals. Don't turn off the show yet. It's not as bad as you think. Well, it might be. I don't know. All right. Let's get into it. Today's Sextastic Tuesday. The night was dark and stormy, and I, Tails, was in my hut in Nuthole, working on my computer, okay, using the mouse with my right paw, and rolling my furry ball sack with my left paw. I continue this for what seems like 10 minutes. I yawn and stretch. Glancing at the clock, I notice that it's 2:15 in the morning. I put my computer into sleep mode and get up, pad over to the bed, and lay down on my stomach. I quietly meep to myself as I relax, slowly falling asleep. So, let me bring you up to speed here if you don't know what the hell's going on. So this person working on a computer and going to bed, he's really a fox with human traits. Who the fuck gets off on this shit? I think the same people who dress up like animals, you know, have you seen the furries? They dress up in animal suits and then they fuck each other or something. And they're like weird combos like, oh, I'm dressed up like a dog and I'm dressed up like an eagle. And then they have sex.
Let the eagle soar like she's never soared before.
Exactly. So I think this is like porn for furries, and they just sort of imagine these like cute little animals fucking. Here, let's continue on with the story here. I can't wait to get to the meat and potatoes of this bitch. I was probably asleep for 30 minutes when the door slowly opens and pads in Sonic, Rotor, and Bunny Rabbit. He's going to have the time of his life, said Sonic with an evil grin as he shuts the door. Ooh, how absolutely sneaky. I don't know, I just feel like this is kind of like porn for children, almost. Like, ooh, foxes and kitty cats. It's the most ridiculous thing. They pad over to my bed, and everything is padding. I'm padding over to my bed, they're padding into the door. What the fuck is this? They pad over to my bed and look me over. I'm lying there on my stomach, lying on the left side of my face. My face of facing the wall. Again. People who write pornos, not good writers. What kind of line is that? I'm laying on the left side of my face of facing the wall. It makes no fucking sense whatsoever. And, like, here's this guy who's writing about animals acting like humans screwing. And you have to wonder, what the hell does this guy do for a living? I'm a daycare administrator. Alright, so let's move on with the story here. So yes, he's lying on his face of the facing walls, whatever the hell that means. My tails are on either... What? My tails are on either side of my body. How many tails do foxes have? I don't understand. One on the left side and one on the right side, exposing my tight little tail hole. Oh, here we go. I'll take this tail hole, the walrus. The walrus? So Rotor is the walrus. I fucking give up trying to explain this. Rotor moves down to my legs and spreads them apart. He sticks his fingers into his mouth, lubing it up. He then presses it against my tail hole and slowly slides it in. Well, I wonder if we're going to talk about fox shit, because I don't believe this fox had an enema. I want Rotor to slide his fingers out and just see, like, fox shit caked all over it. All right, but that's just my weird thing. That would make this story great, but unfortunately it doesn't happen. Continuing on with the story here, he then presses it against my tail hole and slowly slides it in. I moan out in my sleep and raise up my haunches, exposing my furry sheath and balls. Bunny smiles and reaches underneath with her fur paw and starts to slowly paw me off, stroking the full length of my fox cock. Upon reaching the tip, she runs her thumb over it, making my body shudder. At this point, I'm starting to wake up. Sonic, who was pawing off the whole time Bunny and Rotor were having fun with my fox cock and tail hole, knelt on the bed and placed his hard member into my muzzle. At this point, I fully wake up. It takes me less than a second to figure out what's going on. I smile around Sonic's cock and start sucking on it. Meanwhile, Rotor had graduated to two fingers and was pumping them in and out at a fairly rapid pace. With each outstroke, he would curl his fingers so they would rub against my prostate, sending sparks of pleasure through my body. Again, we're talking about foxes, rabbits, and a walrus. That's about right for Sextastic Tuesday, right? Par for the course. So yes, Bunny had gotten her mouth and was sucking hard on my fox hood. That line doesn't make sense. Suddenly, they all stop. Freeze. Rotor picks me up. Bunny crawls under me and gets on her paws and knees. Rotor places me so my hard fox cock slides into Bunny's tight, moist pussy. Oh, so Bunny's a girl. Then Rotor climbs onto the bed and slides his huge walrus cock deep into my tail hole and starts thrusting in and out of me hard. I actually want to get a zoologist in here while I read this story, and he can just go point by point and just explain why none of this is possible. Yes, well, Tim, I'm going to have to stop you right here and just point out that it is physically impossible for a walrus to fit inside a foxhole. It's just not possible. And I'm not sure, but I don't think foxes know how to use computers. I mean, they can barely use a touch-tone phone as it is. You can't expect them to actually know how to operate a computer. All right, let's get back to the story here. Okay, currently the walrus is fucking the fox. That's where we left off. With each thrust and retraction, push and pulls my cock in and out of Bunny, making her moan out. Meanwhile, Sonic had grabbed the fur on either side of my face and started to thrust fast. All four of us were moaning and groaning loudly. If we hadn't been the only ones in Knothole that night, we would have woken up the whole encampment with our lovemaking. Sonic, though last was the first to come, that doesn't make sense, he came hard and was fast filling my muzzle with hot, sweet, thick hedgehog seed. Oh my god. Sonic the Hedgehog, of course. I swallowed as much as I could, but quite a bit ran down my muzzle and onto the bed. I was still thrusting in and out of Bunny, and she was beginning to cry out loudly. My furry ball sack was slightly slapping against her body. Rotor was tiring out, but he was determined to finish with yiffing me. Yiffing me. It must be some sort of Animal sex term, I don't know. My orgasm was building fast and hard. Suddenly, Rotor let out this really loud yell as he shoved his cock full hilt into my ass, spraying my insides with white hot walrus cum. Seconds after, I came hard.
I just came my face off so hard.
That's right, I came hard, shoving my knot deep into Bunny. I released my seed deep into her womb. I collapsed on top of her. In my afterglow, I reached for a control pad on my nightstand, picked it up, pointed at the computer, and pressed a button. A second later, the computer said, "Video file saved." Sonic looked at me curiously and said, "You recorded that?" I smiled and replied, "Yep, I've known about this for a week." We all sat on the bed and laughed. The end.
There you go. That is your Sextastic Tuesday for August 26, 2008. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. There's really no reason not to. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, every single episode of Distorted View, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. We do these every week, multiple times. This past weekend, I posted 3 video casts. Tomorrow, we've got a bonus episode of the show for you, and I'm sure later on in the week, we'll do an exclusive show, too, plus another video cast coming up. A lot of great stuff, so sign up for the sideshow. I promise you'll like it, and if not, I will take your money anyways. Superfreaksideshow.com. 3 lightning quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from New York. A one-legged hooker was killed in Brooklyn after a John hit her over the head. This poor woman's had such a hard life. It's not easy being a hooker, period. Try being a one-legged hooker. Yeah, now the odds are stacked up against you, huh? I just want to know, like, her whole backstory, what her whole life was like. I'm guessing it was just one giant tragedy after another. Yes, a one-legged hooker was killed in Brooklyn after a John hit her over the head, causing her to fall backwards out of her wheelchair and slam her skull against the wall. Think about how hard he must have punched her in the face to have her fly out of her wheelchair and into a wall so hard it crushed her little one-legged skull. Now that is a funny visual. See that hooker airborne? One leg and one stump flailing in the wind. Hilarious. This woman's name, Elizabeth Ace Vito, was 38 years old. She was found lying unconscious on a floor of a hallway on the 13th floor of a building in New York. The handicapped hooker, who lived in the building, was taken to Long Island College Hospital, where she died yesterday morning after being removed from life support. I'm sorry you lose. At life. We have some lovely parting gifts for you. Some Broyhill furniture, Rice-A-Roni, none of which you can take with you to hell, because that's where hookers go. There's a special circle of hell for one-legged hookers. And there's no wheelchair ramps there. Just stairs. Steep stairs. Back to the story here. Ace Vito, who lost her leg in a train accident.
The whistles go woo-woo.
This show has absolutely no heart whatsoever. She wore a prosthetic leg but also used a wheelchair. Investigators believe that she had been servicing a client in the hallway who then hit her on her head with a heavy object. That's how you avoid paying a handicapped hooker.
And that's one to grow on.
People learn so much just by listening to this program. And it's free, can you believe it? Investigators believe she's been servicing a client in the hallway who then hit her on the head with a heavy object. Police were still looking for a suspect. So there you go. Second story we have for you today comes from Pennsylvania. A woman who allegedly defecated inside a sanctuary of Tullytown's St. Michael, the Archangel Church. Jesus, what kind of name for a church is that? All right, anyways, this crazy woman believed her feces would rid the parish of a hex, said a police officer. The hex had something to do with 528 dead children the woman believed were buried between St. Mike's and a nearby Dunkin' Donuts. What did she think was going to happen when she shit in the church? The scent of her feces would release the spirits to heaven? Talk about fucking conceited! Just imagine someone going up to that woman. I bet you think your shit don't smell, don't you?
Oh no, my shit smells.
Smells heavenly. Angels open the pearly gates when I take a dump! Now watch me as I drop a load in the holy water. Police say the woman not only defecated in the church, but also carved lewd words into its doors, wrote foul language in its petition book, and mailed a threatening letter to the rectory. Rectory. At the hearing, Judge Robert L. Wagner Jr. upheld all charges against this crazy bitch. She'll head to trial next month in Bucks County. She remains in county prison in lieu of $500,000 bail. The most serious count against her is an institutional vandalism charge, a third-degree felony that carries a maximum sentence of 7 years in prison. That's probably for shitting all over the place and smearing it on the walls. The Tuesday preliminary hearing was a long time coming. This woman spent months in a state hospital waiting until doctors deemed her mentally competent to attend the hearing and to stand trial. That's how we're going to end that story. Final story we have for you today. Oh, great news for all you tit lovers out there, especially if you live in New Zealand. A New Zealand court has allowed a parade of topless porn stars on motorbikes to proceed on the main street of the country's biggest city. They should probably really wear shirts if they're going to be on motorcycles. Think about it. Their tits are going to be flopping all around, jiggling. The vibration's going to cause the boobs to shake. Oh, my God. Hold on. Oh. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Oh. Sunrise, sunrise. I'm gonna come on your tits, Mom! Yeah! Oh, Bill! I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. The Auckland City Council had sought a court injunction to stop the Boobs on Bikes parade scheduled for Wednesday, saying it breached a bylaw banning offensive public events. But Judge Nicola Mathers said, while opponents may find the parade offensive or tasteless, the fact that 80,000 people had gathered for a similar event last year meant a significant number of people did not agree with the critics, quoted the New Zealand press. The parade on Queen Street, featuring leather-clad local and international porn stars, is part of an erotica expo organized by self-styled porn king Steve Crow. So there, he's the mastermind behind this Boobs on Bikes parade. He's quite the genius visionary, right up there with Bill Gates and the guy who invented potted meat or something. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with my freaky dickies.
Hey, Jim. Jagoo. All that. This is a Puke. I sent you something for your birthday, but the cock-ups at the post office sent it back.
What?
Fucking retarded or something, or wrote it down wrong, so it'll be back in the mail one of these days, and you'll get it. And then you can tell me it sucks, and then you can throw it away, and I'll fucking hate you forever.
Bye. I will cherish anything you send me. Do me a favor and rub whatever you're going to send me on your crotch. I want that sweet, sweet puke musk. I need it. I crave it. All right, next up.
Hey, Tim, I just heard your toilet paper story about some kid that got lit on fire.
Uh-huh.
I was just curious, where on earth would you find that much toilet paper to build a wrestling ring? I mean, honestly, did these kids, like, hijack a Charmin truck or something?
I don't know.
That's it, Tim. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, I don't know what they were doing. If they wrapped it around trees or something. I don't know. Kids are retarded.
Jagoo, Tim, Asparagus Freak here.
Jagoo.
Sextastic Tuesday. You pointed out that the writer of the story was obviously a fan of the Golden Girls because he knew the name of a dead husband. You are obviously a fan of the girls because you knew that he knew the name of the dead husband.
So what if I do? What are you trying to insinuate? Don't you even think about questioning my masculinity, because I would fail that test. Okay, next up.
Hey, Timmy, you careless fairy, you. This is Scary Bob Sideshow Listener.
Nice.
You know, I just saw that Batman video in glorious 720p.
720p!
quality. And I almost dropped my cookies watching that.
He's,
but, you know, I still watched it to the end.
Of course.
And the only thing I can really say is, I'm glad he did have some underwear on.
Yeah.
I think if they were off, then I would have lost it. But, you know, I still watched it, didn't I?
Oh, I love when he's, like, washing under his tits and stuff.
Oh, man.
So lift them up.
Keep up the good work, Timmy.
All right, thank you very much. A Sideshow Freak checking in.
Hey, Tim, this is Noah from California.
Hey, Noah.
Just got done listening to the July 25th podcast.
Oh, Christ.
I'm a little bit behind, yeah.
You're about a month behind.
Somebody was complaining about the Simpsons sextastic story.
Yes.
You know, I'm thinking the reason I listen to Distorted View is to be offended. I get offended on a daily basis. And, you know, that's what I'm listening for. Anyway,
right.
I just wanted to check in with that. Jigoo!
Jigoo to you, my friend. And this is a short one. This can't be good. All right, see, that was utterly fucking worthless. And now this next one is only 9 seconds long.
Timothy Jermaine Henson. Jigoo. Why don't you go ahead and play Banana Phone for me? Haven't heard that in a while. Great show. Bye.
All right, maybe we'll end with Banana Phone today. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, as in, oh, God. Can you believe it? There is a layer of hell for handicapped hookers, and it's not wheelchair accessible.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
Vote for us a podcast. I subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. We're not done yet. If you're a Sideshow member, got a bonus episode of the show for you. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the Big Wednesday program. Until then, bye, everybody.
Ring, 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 banana phone. Ring, 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 banana phone. I've got this feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing. I've got my hunches. It's the best, beats the rest. Cellular, modular, interactive, modular. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. Ping, pong, ping, pong, ping, pong, ping. Banana phone. It's no baloney. It ain't a phony. My cellular, bananular phone. Don't need quarters, don't need dimes to call a friend of mine. Don't need computer or TV.
I'd bash his brains against the goddamn